10 subjects within the BEP program. And when Brian was here, him and I talked, and I thought, and I said to him, because I had concern, obviously we had two new field reps, when we lost our senior field reps, that what we lost with some of our senior field reps was the ability to truly understand the expectations of an operator need in a facility. So Brian and I talked about it, and I asked him, I said, could I just use the Hadley program going forward as a base for any operator who is, you know, looking to operate a larger facility, not so much a micro market. I mean, you know, those can definitely be on the job type of training facilities. But if we're talking about true operations that require employees, I want operators that come into the program understanding business. So he agreed. And so going forward, I've had a couple people forwarded to me, referred to me by VR, in which I quickly rerouted them to Hadley program for training, in which they thought that was a great idea, and VR actually supports that for certain operators who truly show interest in wanting to potentially get into our program. So I've gotten positive feedback with that suggestion. I think that's the way to go. Certainly, we'll still have field rep presence once at the actual location, but to answer your question, to ensure an operator understands the realm scope of business, I think the Hadley program is no question the best training that we can offer, or suggest, I should say, to any potential operator going forward.
And they would have to pass the courses on the Hadley program to be accepted?
I would say so, unless it's something that wouldn't affect the business opportunity at hand that they are potentially going
right.
for. You know,
that's
I mean,
fair.
You know, it's like servicing, right? You know all the bacteria? No. But you know everything else to pass Thursday for the responsibility in which you provide. So I wouldn't bang anyone for not passing. I would, because you're getting graded for every criteria. So I would want to see the results of those criteria and see how we can work with, you know, strengthening an area in which, you know, maybe they didn't do well in, but is a scope of responsibility. So.
And is there a minimum hours of on-the-job training? Because I'm pretty sure that operators have just joined the program without any on-the-job training.
Yeah, I would say there's a minimum. I mean, certainly, I would suggest, it depends on the scope of opportunity, right? I mean, if we're talking about a teaming relationship with Servomation for micro market, I mean, how much time does someone really need to know in the scope of that in the business, right? That might be 2-3 days to really get the gist of things. But if you're talking about, you know, a college opportunity like Ridge, I mean, obviously you're going to need 1 week, 2 weeks, or as, you know, as much as necessary until you show and improve that you're able to, you know, sustain the operation once we retract out. So I wouldn't really put a time frame on either end, short term or long term.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And that's all I have.
In regards to the, you're saying we're going to do the Hadley program for new people, what about some of our current operators who maybe could also benefit from that? Is that an opportunity we could take?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the truth of the matter is you can take it. Either our agency or our department would pay for it, or VR. It, you know, obviously depends on your position, your financial position, for VR to be able to make it an allowable expenditure on their end. But yeah, I think it, you know, it's a benefit. It's expensive, and I would say that anyone who's interested in doing it, you know, actually puts time aside and really, you know, focuses on the program. I mean, this information that they're providing goes above and beyond just the scope of the business enterprise program. This is just really valuable general business information that you could take with you today or in the near future, you know, that would be of true benefit. So yeah, you know, as an agency, I'm sure we would be able to financially structure the ability for you guys to take it.
Okay, is there anyone else with something for open forum? And keep in mind, if you're not on the committee, this is your time to speak up and ask a question if you have a question.
This is Shelley. All pay
payments made out to whoever's qualified, well, whoever actually is required or qualified for getting payments, or everybody's stuff up to date, Ty? Releasing of funds, basically, on your end, or the agency's end, to those of whom who are supposed to be getting any money.
Oh, yes. I have everybody's information. Yeah, everybody's good.
All right, well, if there's nothing else, I'll call for an adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Hey, all right.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second?
30 seconds.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 All right,
aye. Opposed? There was Shelley on the second.
I missed
any
the first.
Any opposed? No. Keith Haley.
Thank you.
Keith Haley made the motion.
Any opposed? All right. Thanks a lot for calling in, guys.
Bye, guys. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.